is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And today, an opportunity to get an update on Sunrise Enterprises and meet the new CEO, Jim Wilson, on board. Jim, well, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thanks, Kyle. Thanks for having me in.
So tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background in business.
Yeah, no, I've had a long career in technology and operations over the last about 30 years, kind of up in the Portland area, but also in the Midwest with GM and down in the Bay Area and some startups down there. So kind of started out as a technologist and then moved into kind of the management ranks and then finally took over a couple companies as the CEO and then actually started two companies on my own and had good success with those and sold those off. And now here I am.
Well, Barry Robinson in here too, board president right now. Give folks kind of an overview about Sunrise if they're not familiar with it.
Yeah, Sunrise has a phenomenal mission. We provide employment opportunities with folks with intellectual or developmental disabilities. And we've been in business since the 1960s. And we have a mill location down in Green. We have thrift stores. We have Umpqua Liquidators, which sells new goods. We also have janitorial maintenance. Just, we provide a lot of things and employ a lot of people with disabilities and people without disabilities.
And you've been involved for a long time, right?
Since 2000. One of my personal mentors, John Loosley, asked me to join the board then.
And you probably didn't tell John Loosley no back then, did you?
When he called, I said, yes, sir, I will be there next Wednesday at your board meeting. And thank you for the opportunity. But I have found Sunrise to be my passion in life.
And Jim, talk about how you got from all of the technology and management and ownership. How did you end up down here for this?
Yeah, no, so it's quite the journey. You know, like I said, I was kind of looking for the next thing to do after I sold my last company, and I'd been doing some consulting with a couple companies down in the Bay Area, and then most recently with Nike. And when this opportunity presented itself, it kind of matched some passion that I had deep down inside of me. My daughter is a high school special education teacher and inclusion teacher, and she had asked me back to help her do some fundraising and get some social media going about a program that she started back at her high school, Central Catholic, up in Portland. And basically, long story short, we were able to raise about $40,000 on the spot and get a splinter van so she could take her students out on field trips. And that really started to fuel the fire. So when I was really looking for something to do after my last company that I sold, I really wanted to put together something together that could, you know, leverage not only my management and executive experience, but also kind of fuel that passion. And when I read the ad and I was told to kind of about Sunrise, it just kind of like filled in all the gaps. And that's why I was so excited about the opportunity. And thanks to the board and Barry and everybody at Sunrise and the leadership team there that they saw fit to bring me on board.
Now, I'm curious, what was your experience, if any, with Roseburg before all this?
Yeah, no, I'm a true Oregonian. You know, I've been up in Portland for the last about 20 years, but my dad was born in Central Oregon over in the Madras-Redmond area. Then he grew up on the coast in Rockaway, the northern Oregon coast. I have relatives all the way down to Grants Pass and Cave Junction. So as a kid, I got to travel all across the state to visit family. Roseburg was always a great place to come visit as well. You know, we love stopping here, and I'm a big fisherman. My dad, my grandpa were big fishermen, so the Umpqua, South Umpqua, and the North Umpqua were always stops for us to go fishing. And one personal story is I came down for an American Legion baseball tournament when I was in high school, and we always came down here in the summer. Always got beat by Roseburg. They had good baseball teams, and our hotel got mixed up, and so we had to sleep in the fairgrounds and play baseball at the field. But I always remember that trip. It was a fun trip, and coming down here.
Wow. So Barry, for Sunrise, over time, things have shifted in recent years. Kind of talk about the last few years.
Yeah, it has. We've changed the emphasis to having people work more in the community than in our facilities. Kind of a nice balance. The state and the federal government, we put together different programs to help assist that. that's been the biggest change. We have over 40 businesses that either let us have employees work there and they do a great job, or they do job sampling so they can learn different jobs that they might match their skills up with. And then we have our facilities that we employ folks. We just have a whole diverse employment base so that people can learn, do anything they would really want to do. If someone wants to work in a mill, we have that. If they want to work retail, we have that. If they like working at night and janitorial, we have that. Or we'll place people out in the community. And what the employers find is our folks show up to work eagerly to work hard every day. And they just love to get that paycheck. They loved the accomplishment. And that's where we take the pride. We really let people have that opportunity to achieve every day.
Now, how many folks do you have working with you these days?
Well, we serve a little over 90. It could range up to 100, almost 130, depending on how, depending on who's in our facilities and who's out in the community. But we serve a lot of folks, and then we have a number of employees. Total employment's close to 200.
And probably some of those have been around for a very long time.
We have. I always tell the story. One of our favorite people that worked for us was Doug Van Slyke, and Doug retired after 42 years with Sunrise a number of years ago. And we have a lot of people have worked with us over 30 years, and it's just one of our great legacies of the wonderful people who have worked with us over the years.
So, Jim, as you are kind of hitting the ground, getting started, what are some of the things you're working on?
Yeah, from my past experience, the first thing is really to get to know the team. I mean, Sunrise has a great foundation. It's, as Barry said, it has a long history, over 50-some years, 52 years. And, you know, that's a testament to what's in place. So the team that's there has done a phenomenal job. And I don't come in as a leader. I come in just to help people. You know, that's what I've always done in my company. So the first 2 weeks, I'm about, by the end of this week, I have met everybody in the company and a lot of the trainees that we have as well. So that was my first priority. Second is just to start to do community outreach. You know, I think, you know, with the pandemic and some other things that have been going on, you know, we just kind of need to get the word back out there. We, like Barry just said, we have eager, motivated people that need employment. They want to work. They all show up to work. You know, they just want that accomplishment. So I'm going to be working with the community. We've already started some social media campaigns, LinkedIn. I'm starting to meet as many people as I can, been doing a couple chamber functions, got some more. So that was the big prong, is really getting to know the team, you know, on a personal level, see their strengths and help them, and then get out in the community and almost like a kind of a reboot. Like, let's get Sunrise out there, get them out there and see what we can do to get more employment opportunities for the folks that need it.
So how long have you been here?
I have been down here. This is week three. So, yeah, I came down on Monday the 25th, April 25th, and full 2 weeks, and took a little weekend trip to go celebrate Mother's Day with my wife, and then came back down. And I plan to relocate. I mean, I got a little studio apartment in downtown Roseburg, right across the old, from the Payless, I think, if I got it right. Little micro studio, and I'm feeling really at home. So I'm really looking forward to, as I get a little more free time, to start to explore the area so that I can find kind of a more permanent place. But I love Roseburg. It's a great little place. And with Sunrise and all the opportunities that that the community provides, you know, I look forward to being here for a very, very long time.
And talk about the process with the board. How long did it take to get from thinking you might be interested to getting hired?
Yeah, it was actually very quick. It was about a 3-week process. You know, I put my application in. That took a couple weeks, but once Barry reached out, and then another board member, Darren, reached out. You know, I did an initial Zoom call interview type with all the board from my location up in Portland, and that went really, really well, and kind of filled in some gaps through some emails and correspondence, and then they liked what they heard, liked what they saw, said, you know, they had definitely some other people they were interviewing, but if I could come down. So I came down a week after that and had an on visit and had the opportunity to tour a lot of the facilities, went to the lumber facility, went to one of the stores, got to meet the admin team, the executive team at Sunrise. And as I was driving up I-5 from my 3-hour back to Portland, I said, man, I really want this job. And 2 days later, Barry reached out and said, you have the job. So about 3 weeks.
All right, going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Jim Wilson, new CEO of Sunrise Enterprises. Board President Barry Robinson with us. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. Inside Douglas County on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up at 1 on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Bob Tiernan, Republican candidate for governor, in studio tomorrow on Inside Douglas County. We've got yet another governor's interview later in the week as well. Jim Robinson, new CEO of Sunrise Enterprises. Barry Robinson, board president, in right now. Barry, talk about what the board is involved in. What's your role in making Sunrise continue on?
Well, I'd like to expand on what Jim talked about as far as our hiring process. We had an incredible group of people apply, and it was all about the mission. Sunrise has a phenomenal mission, and everyone that asks about Jim, I say he was looking for a mission, not a job, when he came to us. And that was the number one promise we made to our employees, that we would find somebody that had the passion for our mission. And then he brought a tremendous skill set. We did interview a number of people, and he just shined above everyone. But we had applicants from several states, all over Oregon. So we were really pleased with the pool that we had. And Jim's background and his passion for the folks that we serve was really just shined through. As far as the board, we are involved in the policy, the higher level thinking strategy. We work with the admin team and now our new CEO. Over the last few months, we've been more involved to help give support to our admin team when we didn't have a CEO. So that was more involvement than we normally would have. We really trust our management team and our employees and Jim to take care of our folks and run our business well. We don't have to do day-to-day stuff, although we're willing to take people and introduce, like in this case, Jim, to all the different community leaders, because our board knows a lot of folks in this community that have historically been very supportive of Sunrise, and we expect that to continue in the future because we have such a great mission.
Talk about how Sunrise is funded.
Well, Sunrise, we have our own operations. So every time someone buys something at one of our stores or hires us to do janitorial or landscaping or buys lumber, not directly from us, but we have people that we provide lumber to, that all goes back into the Sunrise mission. We provide through operations 65 to 70% of our own funding. And then we have funding from the state of Oregon from the federal government that kind of comes through the state of Oregon that helps support people with disabilities. That's what it's earmarked for. So that's another piece. And then over the last several years, that mechanism, that funding has changed quite a bit. So we have a little bit of a gap between our operations, the state money, and what we need. So as Jim mentioned earlier, we're going to be more involved in the community. You don't normally see Sunrise out asking for money very often. We had one huge campaign, which this radio station and the newspaper supported greatly, where we raised $8.6 million for our green facility. But that was the only time we've ever asked, and we hadn't gone back to that before. But so many people support our mission that there are things that we will be asking folks to help us provide employment for folks with disabilities.
And what about the impact and how you had to make adjustments to get through the last 2 years?
Yeah, COVID was very difficult on us. One, we weren't allowed to have folks working. And if our folks aren't working, then they're not getting the support from the state. So that was huge. Obviously, just locking us down took a couple months. Our retail stores did pretty well during this. People flooded back when we were open back up to shop with us. We had a lot of good opportunities for them to shop with us. As you know, the lumber business has been good over the last few years. We didn't see the same spike as maybe the Rosewood Forest products and D.R. Johnson's and such, but we had good increases there. Our maintenance janitorial, that has blossomed greatly because we were providing services that other people weren't providing because so many people needed sanitation and cleaning and all those type of things. So we got a lot of great new contracts during that time. But in general, our funding from the state was lacking. And again, not being able to employ as many people certainly had an impact on us.
So, Jim, this is clearly, seems to me, very different than anything you've done before.
Yeah, no, it's been very eye-opening. And, you know, like I said, I can rely back on some of the things that I've had to do in startup communities. So, you know, I've been part of four startups, two that I personally have done. And so, you know, I have a very good handle on financials, and I also have very good, you know, broad industry experience of different companies that I've run. But yeah, with this model where we rely on money from the state, we rely money on our operations, and, you know, and now we're going to have to take a hard look at what that's going to look like. And then to Barry's point, what do we need to do? Because, you know, we want to come back. We want to engage the community, not only, you know, not just to put our hand out there and ask for money, but we want to engage the community. We want to help people that have people that we can help. And we want to be able to help businesses, and we have eager employees. But there is going to be that component to take a look at the financial model. So I have the team, and we're going to be ready for our next board meeting in May to kind of really put together a one-year, three-year, five-year, 10-year strategic plan of what that ask, that delta is going to look like. But, yeah, I mean, it can be nonprofit, it can be for-profit, it can be a lot of different things. But business is business, financials are financials, and you just really need to understand how the models work, where your revenue sources are, and have an understanding of your costs. Then you need to be able to be fiscally responsible to that. And you know, if you do that, you're going to have a successful company.
What was it like when you were walking around looking at everything? I imagine you may have seen pictures or had information on paper before you showed up. But what was that first impression?
I was actually blown away. I mean, yeah, you know, you have your kind of vision from talking and, you know, reading the website until I actually drove down here. The green facility, the lumber operations is, you know, I mean, I've been by lumber mills. I've never really ever been inside one. But to watch the folks and Steve Perry, our manager of that operation, you know, gave me a really, really good tour. I was able to come to the store, the Roseburg Thrift Store, and I was blown away by how clean, how organized. You know, you kind of have a different thought of what thrift stores are and aren't, but you could tell this is done on a very good level. And then while I was down there, I was able to see how, you know, connected our warehouse to fulfill those stores was done from the green. Also our janitorial and our landscaping businesses, very organized, very, you know, all the equipment's in place, they have good warehousing. So I was actually really blown away in a very positive way. Like, I knew from that aspect, I wasn't really having to come in and fix a lot of things. It was just really to come in and help bring guidance and bring a little bit of leadership and support to the team.
And what was your impression of the staff and the clients you're working with?
Yeah, so the staff is, oh my God. I mean, it's, I almost get a little emotional talking about it because, you know, it's definitely when you're in this type of work and kind of in that nonprofit and you're helping, you know, individuals with disabilities, it's just like my daughter. You can't put a price tag on that. There's not a salary enough that can do that. So it has to be something more within those people that they do it for a reason. And that's the passion that Barry's talked about and the passion that I have, because I recognize that. I mean, everybody is working in tremendously amounts of hours. I mean, 60, 70 hour weeks because they have that passion. And so from the staff, there was no question the dedication, and I knew I had a great team. I've interacted with just a few of the clients and the community. I mean, my first weekend here, I was just like, hey, I'm Jim Wilson. I'm new with Sunrise. And as soon as I would say Sunrise, their eyes would light up, and they're like, oh, that's a really good organization. I know about Sunrise. So I felt good. And as I get deeper and deeper into these relationships into the community, not only with the clients that we have, but the people that want to support us, I already know we have a great foundation to work from.
All right, we are out of time on Inside Douglas County. Jim Wilson, new CEO of Sunrise Enterprises, Barry Robertson, the board president. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.